I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, April 3rd. A drive-through coronavirus testing tent will open today at the Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare headquarters at the Crown Colony Office Park in West Quincy. People wishing to be tested must first contact the Convenient MD virtual assistant to determine if they meet the criteria for testing. Call 617-303-6400 for the evaluation. Walk-ins will not be accepted, and people do not have to be members of Harvard Pilgrim to use the service. The site has also agreed to test Quincy's first responders for the coronavirus. At least one Quincy police officer and one Quincy firefighter have tested positive for COVID-19. And Manatt Community Health Center is also opening a coronavirus testing tent for its members at their West Quantum Street headquarters in North Quincy. Beginning today, the parking lots at Wollaston Beach and all other state beaches will be closed in an effort to prevent large gatherings of people from congregating in the parking lots. The beaches themselves will remain open for walkers. However, officials urge people to maintain the 6-foot physical separation in an effort to prevent the spread of coronavirus. State-managed playgrounds on Quincy Shore Drive and Bunker Hill Lane are also closed, as is the Shea Skating Rink on Willard Street in West Quincy. Wapatuck State Park in Hingham is opening early for the season to allow people to walk. There's a new way for Quincy residents to help people who are being negatively impacted by coronavirus. The Quincy Relief Fund has been established to assist people and organizations most severely affected by the crisis. The nonprofit Quincy Foundation will oversee the new fund. The foundation typically pays for events such as parades and other community celebrations. However, Mayor Thomas Koch said he felt it was appropriate to redirect the funds to those most in need. Donations can be made at QuincyReliefFund.com or with a check to Colonial Federal Savings Bank in Wollaston in care of the Quincy Relief Fund. Applications are now being accepted for 2 rental assistance programs in Quincy. Quincy Chamber of Commerce is administering a fund to help restaurant and other hospitality workers, and Quincy Community Action Programs is offering another fund to help all other Quincy workers who make most of their income through tips. Visit the QuincyChamber.com or QCAP.org for complete details on those programs. The MBTA will be adding some extra bus service to the route that takes workers to the emergency department at the former Quincy Medical Center. Beginning Monday, the T says it will modify its service to help get healthcare workers to the Quincy Emergency Room operated by Stewart Healthcare on Whitwell Street, as well as healthcare centers in Boston. Some other routes will be eliminated due to low ridership. The Red Line remains on a Saturday schedule. Reminder, some vendors from the Quincy Farmers Market are returning early to Pageant Field to help out during the coronavirus pandemic. Mike's Eggs will be there on Fridays at 11:30, and Stillman Farms will be at Pageant on Thursdays from 1 to 2. Other vendors will also be making deliveries from orders placed on their websites. Just go to QuincyFarmersMarket.com for more information. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Friday, April 3rd.